This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Ahoy hoy!
Ahoy hoy, everybody!
Ahoy hoy indeed!
Kiss Welcome Me to More the... by Doja Cat.
Yes, well done. I may have forgotten to back announce that song, so well done.
I'm always back announcing.
Look at you, Mr. Professional in the corner. We have a show planned today.
Do we have a show?
Yes, welcome back to Wednesday afternoon, evening. I don't know. It's a time at Wednesday, probably. What's the day?
The day is Wednesday, the 8th of the 9th. We don't do an American where it's the 9th of the 8th.
9th of the 8th.
Because in 3 days it's 9/11,
I can tell you that it's 21 degrees centigrade.
Oh, you can tell me that.
I can tell you that.
Oh, I'm so glad you're sharing openly with me today.
Exactly. I'm actually being a nice co-host here.
A nice co-pilot.
Co-pilot. We have a show plan. We've got, well, I mean, obviously we've got Howie's Fun Facts because it's Howie's Fun Facts. We need that in our show.
That's like the TV. You need to have it on every day.
Exactly. Yeah. We've got probably some stories which we'll remember through the week of something.
Stories,
we'll sort
yes.
that out when we're in songs. That's a later on problem.
There's obscure birthdays and also some other fun facts. Oh, not fun facts. Not fun things.
Fun things, yes. We have more guests.
We do.
Paige and Jess from the Wednesday Morning Show.
I can't breathe now. I was literally holding my breath the whole time.
Trying well so then. Hard not to laugh.
We don't exist right now. We're going to mute them.
I was really mean and I cued their mics. So I'm like, don't make a noise until I tell you.
Sit down. Shut up.
Yeah, that was scary.
Don't even breathe.
I'm not normally an intimidating person, but I can pretend to be one a lot. And for some reason, people take it as that.
Well, I knew you. When I first met you, I thought you were just fantastic, Alfie. I'm a Slap King.
Didn't you say you were scared of me?
Not scared. I thought you hated me in the beginning.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I did, but you know.
Oh, but that's a different story. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, that's neither here nor there.
Gossip.
Oh, Jess in the corner taking us seriously. How naive you are.
The first time you said hi to me, I almost peed myself. So I think it's fair to say that I was the most scared.
You do. To be fair, Elfie, you could play a Bond villain. I could see it.
You could. I could definitely see that.
And that would be a good money because, you know, Batista, if he can act, anybody can act.
You know, what was that defamation?
I don't know if that's much of an accomplishment then.
You know what? I'm going to now go and apply for James Bond villain just so I can.
You'll be the next Bond's. Could be Idris Elba, could be, I don't know, a woman, could be anybody now. Bond could be anybody.
What, they're going to just wail at an 18 year old kid?
She could be a woman.
Crazy times. Yeah, because Doctor Who, they made her a woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's I'm
saying that because, like, Alfie, I know that. One of the first times I met you, I was like, you look like, and then you cut me off and you're like, David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Uh-huh. No, I was going to say Matt Smith. Matt Smith.
That's what I said. I said, no, I get Matt Smith.
Really?
Like, nope. David Tennant.
No, Tennant would be the compliment. Smith would be the... He's got a quirky personality, so also a compliment.
I love
this
Matt
is very
Smith.
Much turned into an observation on Alfie. The listeners here are painting a picture of him, which I would not desire
this
them to
Alfie's
think.
This character archetype. We're just all working it out right
it's,
now.
Honestly, we had this in class before. You guys were wailing on me. I don't like it.
Alfie
but...
is very alarmed right now. He's not very happy.
I'm in all panic stations right now.
Well, let's not panic for a second here.
Yes.
We've got some fun things to get to
we
today.
We have games and things and all. Look at that. We're in sync. Oh.
You can do better. I can do better. It's all good.
Can we? I don't know. Anyways, we're going to go to Billie Eilish and Khalid here. Stick around on Phoenix Radio. It's 21 degrees. We have many hosts here. It's the Chris and Alfie Show with the Paige and Jess Show and everyone's shows. We're going to do games. Enjoy. Stick around. Phoenix FM. What a perfect, perfect, perfect song for our show, isn't it?
Wild Ones.
Flo Rida, The Wild Ones.
You know, Flo Rida's just Florida. I found that out. I don't know why I didn't realise that earlier. It's Florida.
Oh,
Flo
really?
Rida.
You're kidding.
You didn't notice?
No.
Oh.
It's Flo Rida, right?
Yeah, but
it's
put it together.
If you put it together, it's Florida.
That's ridiculous. Wow. I wish you'd never told me that.
I've ruined it for everybody.
I will never, ever be able to look at the same thing ever again.
No.
But I feel so dumb now.
So do I.
Howie's Fun Facts.
That wasn't
later.
A fun fact.
It's not now.
But that wasn't fun. That was just an observation.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that, actually. Yes. Now,
yes.
You have a story.
I do have a little story. Actually, it's more of a heartbreak over triumph.
Yes.
Or no triumph,
Should
but
Should I
heartbreak.
Get the tissues?
Please
Don't
do.
Say, yeah, I will.
For crying purposes, of course.
Obviously.
Don't look at me like that, Alfie. That was a clean joke. It was fine.
Clean joke.
Your mind's going to make it dirty. Your mind makes it dirty.
It. Carry on.
All right. I follow a team called the Brisbane Lions.
Yes, you do.
Aussie Rules, AFL. And just last week, they played the Western Bulldogs, another team, obviously, because you need two teams to play a game.
Fun fact, a pug is another breed of dog. Carry on.
That is fun. Oh, woof. And that's rough. Okay. Speaking of rough, it was a great game played by both teams. The umpires basically played for the other team because it was some terrible decisions. And we ended up losing the game by just 1 point.
I can already
see
the tears. I can see the tremors.
I can see them. Okay. He's welling up.
Somebody give him a hug.
Now to lose, okay. To lose by 100 points, it's fine because you've already come to the conclusion. It's over. But to lose by one point. Right in the last 2 minutes of the game, I'm going to start crying. I mean, this is real.
He's actually, he's genuinely welling up right now. This has turned from a joke into a genuine heartbreak for him. But yes, I also understand rugby-ing a ring.
Different game, you know.
All right, I'm sorry, I don't. Okay, my brother does rugby, right?
He does rugby, yes.
He plays for a team called the Coolum.
Dingbats?
Coolum. No. They play rugby with a ball.
A ball, yes, I was thinking really? That.
He listens to the show. So, Elliot, I'm sorry I've forgotten the name of your team. But go Coolum Rugby.
Go Coolum.
A ring. And they actually lost by, I think it was one try, which was done in the last couple of seconds.
Oh, wow.
And it was really annoying because in the first half, like you said with your umpire, the ref in that particular game was a little bit... How do I put this
without getting taken off the air?
He was a little bit biased.
Yes.
It was quite painful to watch. And even I noticed this, right? And I know nothing about sports.
Yeah, really? I know nothing about it.
Don't be surprised, Mr. Chris in the corner.
No, I know you don't know. I remember in our first show, I spoke about the State of Origin scores. You had no idea.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I also do rugby. Ian.
Yes, rugby, a ring. All I really know is car racing, right? Not Formula One or Touring Car or V8 racing. It's old racing.
Old school
racing.
At
a place called Goodwood.
Jess, what do we know about?
Oh, actually, I know a lot about cars, actually. The other day, I was driving down...
What, the movies?
Down...
My Pixar?
Yeah, no. The other day, I was... Public service announcement. I was driving down the highway, and I saw this car, and I identified it straight away. Blue. It was blue. I know.
A blue car.
About cars.
You don't see that every day.
It was actually a smaller sized one with some bigger wheels, and it was blue. And I know cars just like that, just from looking at them.
Was it a Toyota? I know.
It was blue.
It was blue. It was a Mitsubishi blue.
The listeners may have noticed that I've gone very quiet right now, and that's because I'm concentrating on not breaking the mouse in my hand.
We can see your face. It's not
careful,
very
Kitty,
nice.
Put
right
the mouse
now.
Down, Kitty. Put the mouse down.
Whoa.
No.
Insult much.
I'm sorry, your face
Paige
is very nice.
Has just said that my face is not very nice.
Purely the emotion you're displaying on it right now. It's pure rage.
Oh, right.
You're a very handsome man. Don't show your anger.
It's heartbreak.
It's heartbreak? I'm so
Paige.
Sorry.
Oof. Wow.
That's our first heartbreak of the hour.
No, it's the second one, actually.
Second?
Because this was the first, if you remember. I might actually just say, for the people who can't see what's happening right now, Chris had genuinely started tearing up. His eyes went red.
Oh, it was real.
It was real.
I don't fake his emotions.
I know he's a professional actor. And that's not a joke. Well. He's literally a professional actor. He's been in a KFC ad.
I have. 2019, represent.
Yes, the Schoolies one, which is quite funny because I was going to the Schoolies at the same time that was
funny story, too. Actually, they've replayed a lot of commercials from that era. I reckon because of COVID, they might replay that one. Christmas, I might get some residual royalties again.
Hey!
I could use them, eh?
All right, so everyone look out for Chris. If you see that ad, he's on the desk as the two people walk
in. I've got very short hair in that commercial, too.
Yes, he has. He was a completely different person.
I don't know why I had a short... I think I asked for a 5-blade and they gave me a 2-blade or something.
Oh, wow.
I paid $10 for the haircut. What do you expect, you know?
That's true.
Fast cut, yeah.
Well, I also own a blade. I use it for shaving, even though I can't grow facial hair. Anyways, it is currently 5:23, 21 degrees. We have guests.
It's
the Chris and Alfie show and Paige and Jess show. It's the everything show at the moment. We're going to be going into another talk break after this.
We're currently going
into Your Love by ATB.
Before we get to Your Love and ATB, which is a fantastic song, I think we can pull out a game.
You want to pull out a game now?
I think so. What do you reckon?
You want to pull out a game now?
Well, I could go to Howie's Fun Facts if you really want to.
You know what? Let's squeeze that in so we can go and put all the games into one little section. Have you got your fun facts there?
I do.
You have?
I do.
Welcome, everyone!
Speaking of love, that's our love right there for you guys, the viewers, on Phoenix Radio. Ooh.
Welcome to Howie's Fun Facts. This
will be Paige
and Jess's first fun.
Yeah.
You're not leaving.
Paige,
you're stuck
here.
I've locked the door.
Well, oh, my goodness.
We have to stay here, actually. Guys, anyone's listening at that?
No. They're lying.
Just play the music, sir.
Welcome to Howie's Fun Facts. This is our favourite section of the show, which is where Chris gets to show his massive knowledge from his couple of clicks on the internet that he's found.
And I I wrote stuff down. Okay. It takes about a week. It's the first fun fact, in case you guys haven't figured it out.
It takes a week.
About a week, which is 7 days, which is, who knows about the hours, to make a single jelly bean.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously? Imagine wasting all the time on the ones no one wants. I've waited a week on this one that no one likes. Yeah.
I love the licorice ones. Are you kidding? They're the best.
Right, so...
But universally, I hate it.
What I'm going to do, Jess, is get your address from you, right? And every single time I get one, yes. I'm going to put it in like an envelope. Right?
Oh, that would be amazing.
So
I don't have
to feel bad about throwing
them
out.
I'll go check the letterbox in the morning and be like, oh my God, a little jelly.
But here's the thing.
Beans from Alfie.
But here's the interesting thing. They're the only flavour that gets a whole pack where they have just that flavour on their own. And
they're
the one most people hate.
They are the best. They are the best.
Right. So, spoiler alert for later on, we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh,
this is my first
folks.
One, right? They okay. know that not many people like the licorice ones. So what they do is they get just a random assortment of them, like a million and a half kilograms
a
or something like that.
Them, yeah.
I'm not very good with measurements. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, right, computer, get all the licorice ones, pick them out and put them into another pile. And that other pile is what becomes... The licorice packets. I've sorted it out.
That
I have unravelled the bean industry.
There's something in it. They really are. They really are. You either love them or you hate them. They're the only flavour that does that. All the other flavours, you just... I like
no,
them.
No, the orange one's pretty bad, though. I don't know a lot of people that
I
like
I don't
them.
Like any jelly beans.
There's no orange.
Get out. What the hell are you doing here?
I don't like any jelly beans.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
so some poor fool spends a week making one jelly bean and
for
you don't even care.
No.
Don't you like them? Don't like it.
Don't eat them.
What?
Don't eat them.
Well... No. You may notice Paige going quiet in the next pick. That's because I've turned off her microphone.
She's gone nuts.
I will find a way.
All right, the second fun fact. Here's a good one for you. The brain is a
it?
Hell... I don't even...
Well, I knew that okay. one. The brain is hell.
The brain is hell.
One.
Well, it depends on what you think about. The brain is a hell of a hard drive. Do you want to guess how many bits of memory is inside the brain, the human brain?
I thought it was...
Four megabits.
Oh, no. We're way higher than that.
7 megabits.
Oh, no, higher, way higher.
I am not a computer guy.
Anyone have any ideas?
No idea.
What if I said the words 2.5 petabytes? Or petabytes?
What is a petabyte?
What? Excuse me, petabyte.
Petabytes.
Do we need to call someone?
No. No, the computers are fine. Hilarious. No, P-E-T-A, petabyte.
All right,
petabyte. Which means...
Like pita bread.
Basically, yeah,
can we just ask whoever Peter is, stop taking bites out of people's brains?
Please.
It's not nice.
Starts off with a megabyte, then a kilobyte, and then if it's not dead, it goes for a petabyte.
Yeah.
But so, you know what a petabyte is, though? It's 1,000 terabytes. And you know what a terabyte is?
Horrible.
1,000 gigabytes. So 1,000 times, that's a million, isn't it? That'd be 1,000,000 gigabytes.
It's at least more than 3.
A thousand times 1,000 is a million.
Alfie,
calculators.
That is my joke.
What?
I've said that at least more than 3. That is exactly my joke.
Hang on a second, I'm going back here.
Yeah,
I wasn't
have been saying that for so many years now. We've got Battle of the Hosts here.
We have.
Folks,
we've got Battle of the Hosts.
We have.
1,000 times 1,000 is a million. I was right.
Look at you and
a
your
A million
maths.
Gigabytes, putting this back on track.
Wow.
That's our brains. Now, I don't know every brain's like that. I swear I have like 12 gigabytes in there. I've got a bit of, there's some stuff taken over. There's a virus in there, it's probably somewhere. It's just not working completely properly.
There we go.
Mine is just old internet videos from like 2010.
Of the
that's
goat going.
What?
Isn't there a goat that screams at the camera like?
I feel like that's what Alfie's brain would definitely look like if you got like a cat scan on it. It would definitely just be like a goat doing that.
I'd love to know what mine is.
Yeah.
Don't think there's much.
Mine's
in
just
there.
Riddled with anxiety. I'm just replaying every single moment
Paige
in my life.
Jess' show is very interesting, to be honest. It's a lot of nothing and then anxiety.
Yeah.
That's pretty much our show as well.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of which, before you go on to your next fact, plug.
Yes.
Mm. Paige and Jess.
Paige and
your
Jess.
Your show. When is it? Where can we find it?
Our show is actually, it's already happened today, but you can always catch it next week. It's next week, Wednesday, 9 a.m.
every morning.
I have to think about it. You're looking at Jess.
I know.
It's recently changed. It used to be Thursday, 9 a.m. Until
But we decided
today.
That we were better than a Thursday.
We were better. Oh,
we
sorry,
decided
I was busy.
That Wednesday suited better.
Have you guys decided to... put a podcast out there at all? Or?
Not yet, no. We are not
it
on top of the
podcast.
It is
a secret project that we have in the wraps.
No, we have it in the wraps.
Okay.
A podcast, I mean, a podcast
very
based
far
on your
in
show.
The wraps. Mm-hmm. Like, past the parcel. It still hasn't
well,
even been
just,
touched.
You'll just give it to someone else.
Yeah.
To do. That's what we do,
we've
actually.
We've just been kind of passing
apart from
it.
Chris does, like, the editing. And I like to pretend that I do things.
You do,
like,
so you got the files once from the computer.
I did the thing once.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, once I actually put the headset on, so it really worked.
Actually, Jess did take control of our show this morning. morning.
And I messed up.
No, you did pretty well. You did pretty well.
Thank you.
Congrats, well done, Jess.
Thank you so much.
How is no one amazed at 1 million gigabytes in a brain? I'm still impressed.
Mine produces like 0.5 gigabyte, all right? I can't process that big a number.
How big's the RAM on the brain, though?
Ooh. 7. 11. And a half.
Yeah. That was a number.
Well, we didn't go by RAM. We went by gigabytes, and I don't think there's RAM inside the brain. Although, well,
how does
there
it process?
Is... Oh, good pickup line. There's no RAM, but there is you in my head.
Oh, no.
No?
No? Oh, oh, come on. So that was to get on to your next fact before it gets my game. Worse. Right.
Okay, the Match.com founder from, you know, Match.com dating website got dumped because of a Match.com match.
I think
he cheated on his missus with his own website.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting. I don't know if that's I should have been on
Tinder instead. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, because there's play a bit low. How many are there? Because there's like
Tinder, there's, Grindr. There's Grindr's Tinder. For something completely different.
No, what, one of my friends has got the Grindr. What is it?
It's for, it's technically, isn't it a gay dating app?
It's.
I thought it was a hookup app.
No, it's a hookup app, but it's not just for the for gay people.
I think it was
brought out for that, but a lot of different people use it as well.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, I think a lot of anyone really uses it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure any dating app. Oh, this is obviously not for
me.
Grindr
is more about hookups.
Guessing.
So yeah. That's not dating.
Dating apps, you can actually because you choose your own sexuality.
So I thought it was
interested.
But I thought Grindr was exclusively for that community.
No, I think it was marketed as that. But right. I know a lot of people like who use Grindr that aren't actually gay.
I like to use car sales.
That's very good.
Facebook Marketplace. Lots of that. Also, I've just been sent a very, very angry message. Remember what I was saying about the rugby thing before?
Oh no, what have you done?
Coolum Colts. That's the name.
Coolum Colts.
I'd like to retract. It's a Coolum Colts.
It's Coolum Colts.
Clear up on all three.
Honestly, that's okay. That's a shocking name. That's an absolutely shocking name.
Excuse me! My brother is listening to this, Jess.
That is, yeah,
clean up on all three.
Colts is a...
Chris Hill, please come to the front counter.
Except better, because they actually win games.
Okay, well, we'll just get on to the last. I got 4 facts today, because why not? Spider silk is stronger than steel. And I wrote a little joke here, a little afterthought. They pulled that out of their ass.
Oh, my.
It's awful. It's awful.
But yeah, think about that for a second. Spider silk is stronger than steel. That's crazy.
We're going right into a song just after that. There was Howie's fun facts. They were fun at the start. Denny Deeds. His terrible jokes. Awful jokes. We have people you've got to subject that to now. Mr. Chris.
I have an audience now. That's why it's fun.
God.
Yeah.
This is your love. A to B and topic and A7.
You want to try that again, champ?
A to B and topic. You're listening to Phoenix Radio.
Phoenix.
Enjoy.
All right. Friday by, of course, Mufasa right on. Oh, he's still going.
He's still going.
There you go.
We interrupted them.
We did interrupt them.
I'm sorry, but today is Wednesday, sir.
Yes. Wednesday. I was a bit confused at that. We're listening to Friday and Saturday. And speaking of which... You have a little bone to pick with me, which you bought up recently.
Yes.
Which I carry around my phone like a wallet, right? Because I've got all my cards and things in there. That's just how it works. It's easier that way, so I don't have to carry around another wallet as well. Although I have got a very nice one at home, which I might start using. Anyways, I digress. So,
fun story, bro. Cool story.
Wow. Wow, that was cold.
I'm throwing shade like an old oak tree, son.
Very, very rude.
There's a bit of tension going on. I'm like, there is. Like, today I've just felt a lot of tension.
I'm sinking into my seat here. I'm quite terrified. I've been taken
over. To be fair, though, we have been bullying Alfie all day. Yeah. Just about random things. I'm really sorry about that, but you're just very easy to bully.
Okay, let's stop bullying.
Very easy to bully.
Let's just move on here. I'll let you tell your story, Alfie. Sorry about
it. In my phone case, I've got, like, a kind of a clear one for my supposedly my credit card, my debit card, and then the rest are just, you know, other non as important ones.
Yeah, and that would be your most used card.
Yeah,
that's
my most used card. Yeah. And Chris has pointed out to me recently that card in my phone is actually my Dan Murphy's member card.
It is.
Yeah.
He's kind of called me out for it. Which is
the card's looking pretty thin, by the way. Not been used a bit, but
yeah, it's been
bit,
used like
a bit
once
worn down.
Twice.
You've got to get those rewards.
Exactly. Yeah. I buy a fair bit of whiskey. I like my whiskey, so I use the card a lot.
That's the spirits.
I don't appreciate.
Joke.
And it happened again.
See, this is why we need to turn off this mic.
This is never ending. I'm glad you agree with me.
Yes.
Co-host, other host. Chris is no longer my other host.
Hang on. I work for the CSI here. I got a CSI card.
That's true. That brings me up to my other point. You have a more embarrassing card in your thing.
That's right. It's not the crime scene investigation. It's Club Services Ipswich, CSI.
Yes.
And what a lovely photo of my face.
Picture of his face on there. He looks like he's... Have you ever seen those like films like or even TV shows like Supernatural where they'll have like fake FIB? FIB?
Yes.
FBI cards?
Yeah. FIB, yeah.
And then I like, pull it out and it's like, it's really obviously fake. It looks exactly
very
like that.
Yeah, because it's similar colours. It's a dark blue.
You know what's really annoying about this one? It's predicted the end of my life, you see. It's a $1 membership for life, and it only gives me up until 2030. So really, I'm going to die in like, what?
Oh,
7 years?
Horrific.
9 years?
The CSI know too much.
Oh, gosh, maybe I really am replacing him. Oh, but it's the Alfie and Paige show now.
Nice to me.
How is that my... prison life sentences last longer than that.
Gosh. Actually, speaking of Jess, hello to all of her family and friends listening.
Yes.
Shout out.
And my amazing boyfriend, who I know is just
Mr. Joey. Hello.
Joey. I've heard about you, boy.
G'day, Joey.
Okay, no, this is weird. Joey, stop listening, please.
Anyway,
this is weird.
Speaking of SCI, CSI, not good with these. Oh, I can't dyslexia from something. This is going really
You want to try that again, son?
You want to try that again?
It's been a bit of an ongoing theme today of just messing up every single word. Like, we can't speak today.
Yeah.
None of us can.
My marbles are full of mouth. But that was on purpose, by the way. Speaking of the CSI, you may have heard it in the news recently.
CSI?
No, probably not. We have a game! It's called the news!
That was good. That was really good.
There we go.
I've
completely
seen better segues
improvised.
With old people with little golf hats riding around on the street. That's better segue than what that was. Oh, I'm gone mean today.
You have gone mean.
I'm
What's
sorry,
happened
I've
to you?
I've,
is it because I pushed Howie's fun facts?
No,
I'll
tell you what it was. I'm still kind of going over the 1 point loss, but Brisbane Lions.
He is sensitive. He's taking it out on me.
It's okay. Yes.
I'm
going to allow him to do that. He's allowed his vice. Anyways, I have an game here.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It is called the news game.
That's very inventive.
Very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Yes.
How do we play said game?
So, how we're going to play this?
Clearing the throat is bad for you.
Okay, we're done, guys.
So, I have a card in my hand.
Yes, you do.
It has a news title on there.
It does.
And a news story.
It does.
I have a little thing at the top of it that either says real or fake. Your job, as the contestants, is to figure out whether it is fake or not. I will give you each a turn.
Good.
And for each one you get right, you'll get a point. And for each one you get wrong, you get nothing.
I would just like to also say that Paige is a cheater in games. She cheats in every single game
that
she plays.
That is true. I am known for accidentally cheating. But I do not have
the
cards.
How can you accidentally cheat in this game, for example? What would you do?
Well, there was one time we did play
She read all the cards. I
did not read all the cards.
She memorized them. She's a villain.
Hang on
there
a
was
second.
One time we were playing a game. We were playing a game and it was you were supposed to describe the word. And you know, the word that was on it was cow, so I was supposed to describe it.
As Paige goes, okay, after cheating the whole game, she cheated the entire game.
No.
It's then her turn to speak, and she goes, okay, so it's a cow.
You would be the worst person at either charades or Pictionary.
But I didn't stop there because I didn't realise I had said it. I was like, okay, so it's a cow. It's it has spots.
Is it a cow for chance?
Quite literally the worst... The worst person to have ever.
I got to about sentence 3 or 4 and then went, oh.
Oh, holy cow. Holy cow, I just said cow. Whoops.
Anyway,
let's see how we go.
I digress. So,
I'll start. You want to push me first?
We will go in anti-clockwise direction because we like to do things backwards here.
Oh, yeah, it's me. Yeah, I'm anti-clockwise, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so against clockwise, it's not funny.
All right, it's going to be a practice round. It's just a practice, so we'll be fine, probably. Let me just
you
go
sound
and get my
very confident
things
Alfie.
In. Yes, so
we'll be fine.
I'm
maybe.
Going to
oh,
give you a few seconds,
okay,
to see if you can
get my life
think
in order.
If this is fake or real.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. So I'm gonna.
So who are we going? We're going with me first. Yep.
So grandmother wins local baking competition with Marks and Spencer's cake.
How many seconds away?
Right. Hang on, I'm gonna stop that for a second.
That was a good practice.
Right, Marks and Spencer's, I might add, is a British store. Jess's family are gonna be, and my family actually, they're all gonna be kind of cheering at the moment. It's basically like Myers, except 110% better.
Okay.
That's what Marks and Spencer's is. That's, yeah.
So I needed to know this information to figure this out. Okay.
It's like Myers, and they do food and things like that. So that's the information you're going to need.
It's like IKEA, Meijer, and...
Costco?
Chemist Warehouse. Just blend it into
one. So I need Alan Peter to put my cake together.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Back to the Arctic.
Okay.
So, I'll read it again.
Sure.
Grandmother wins local baking competition with Marks and Spencer's cake. Would you like me to read the story?
I would like to hear the story.
Yes, give me the story.
You're not playing this round, Jess.
I am playing
this round. Get back in your box. So, a grandmother won her local baking competition at her village fete in Cornwall after entering a cake she'd bought from Marks and Spencer's. Marge Lilley won the competition with the M&S cake and would have gotten away with it had a rival not discovered the box in one of the bins in the marquee.
You know what? I believe this, actually. I think it
you
is
believe
true.
This?
I think this is true.
Are you sure you want to go with that?
Eddie McGuire, just lock it in.
Because I've a little bit forgotten to put the suspenseful music
well,
in.
Give me a thumbs up.
Are you sure you want to go with that?
Yeah, I'll go with it.
You want to go with it? All right, you ready?
Yes.
No, I mean, you don't get a point taken off of that because, of course,
practice
it's just
round.
Minus
round.
Points.
Yeah. But no, it was a fake story. I mean, of course, you can get Marks and Spencer's cake from Marks and Spencer's.
That, wasn't
no,
the that was not a fake part.
that was 100% a fake one. Yes!
Grandma didn't cheat.
Wow, it is now your turn. Are you ready?
I just peed myself again. Alfie has she got did. This ongoing trend of making me pee myself.
I'm very good at it.
Wow. All right.
Stop drinking all that water.
Let's go.
A truck carrying over 1 million bees has tipped over and released them all. So a truck carrying... Well, sorry, would you like me to read the story?
Yes, please. A truck carrying bees
to an agricultural area in Idaho, USA, for pollination purposes, overturned, spilling 1 million bees into the surrounding area. Traffic was held up for over 3 hours as drivers were warned to keep their windows shut. To complicate matters further, there was also an Ironman triathlon taking place nearby. Real or fake?
Real. That's too specific.
You want to go with real?
I'm going with real.
You want to go with real?
Yep.
Are you sure you want to go with real?
Yes.
Are you 100% sure?
Stop doing that reverse psychology.
Well done. You did.
It was only practice round. That point means nothing.
It's still a practice round.
No, it's not a practice round. That was one practice round. Okay, I'm very competitive.
Yeah.
Paige.
Bring out the Western.
Yes, I'm very ready.
Are you ready?
I just said that.
Are you ready?
She's ready.
A fox mugs a man and steals garlic bread. Would you like me to read the story?
I would love you to read the story.
A man was mugged by a fox in a tense standoff on his way home from Tesco, which is the UK version of Coles.
Mm.
Seb Baker was walking home when he found the bushy-tailed beast waiting for him. He quotes, "I took out a Tesco value garlic stick and waved it at an waved it in an aggressive manner. I didn't want it to get scratched, so just threw him the garlic bread. He seemed quite happy with it and ran off with it."
Hmm.
Is that real?
It seems like very Red Riding Hood themed.
That's a bit, doesn't it?
It gives me, you know, Dora the Explorer?
Yes.
Swiping or swiping? It gives me that vibe. So I honestly think it's real.
You think it's real?
I think it's real.
Well done.
Good
that
job.
Was right.
See, the
Chris,
title,
I'm
the
choosing
title
a theme now here because I was the only one to lose that.
Chris.
Practice round.
You are not doing well for the Chris and Alfie show right now. Chris and Alfie represent, we're losing.
It's just because we're women and women are better and everyone knows
that. I let them
that.
Win, that's why.
Yeah. He let them win.
Ooh.
He let them win.
Okay, ooh. We'll
right,
see how
we're
going
to do one
we'll
or two
see.
Rounds of actual points here. Chris,
yes.
Are you ready?
Ready when I was born, son.
A woman in China spends a week in 24-hour KFC after a bad breakup. Would you like me to read the story?
Yes, I don't think there's much more than a story.
That sounds legit.
A 26-year-old woman in China spends an entire week in a 24-hour KFC after a bad breakup. And I quote, "I didn't want to go back to my apartment because it was full of memories of him. So I stayed." Aww. End quote. This is so sad. I was
hang
trying
on,
to make fun of this.
I'm trying to get this right here. Take it seriously.
She eventually left because local reporters kept doing stories on her and the fact that she was, quote-unquote, sick of the taste of chicken. Is that real? Or is it fake?
I'll tell you what. If I'm guessing they're a very healthy couple because if there was no memories of him at the KFC. Because in my relationship, we know KFC.
I'm sure they're probably not a couple that would have gone to KFC a lot.
Okay, did she spend time at KFC eating some chickens and getting sick of it? You know what? I think this is... I think it's real.
You think it's real?
I'd say so.
You want to go with real?
I do.
We are playing for the Chris and Alfie Show! Yes! Well done!
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
I've got one here.
Yay!
Wait, where was ours?
Yeah, we didn't get that.
That's ridiculous.
I'm biased. I was looking at Ivan.
He is biased.
Yes. Well, that is going on for a very long time. Okay.
I'm learning. I'm going to stop that.
Jess, are you ready?
No. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Come on, do it.
Come on, do it. A swimming pool closed after pranksters fill it with crocodiles.
Ugh.
Would you like me to read the story?
Yes, please.
Pranksters went too far in the USA when they filled the public swimming pool with live crocodiles. The teenager ran into the pool whilst it was full and threw the crocs in, causing complete mayhem as everyone scrambled out of the water. The crocs' mouths had been taped shut to prevent any serious damage, but swimmers were unaware of this until much after the incident had occurred.
What
Jess,
a croc.
Is that real or is that fake?
That's faker.
That's fake?
Yeah.
That's fake. You want to go with fake?
Yeah.
You want to go with fake?
You've got to win this, Jess.
You sure?
No. Yep.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yep.
You know, Elfie, I actually know this story. They realised that the crocodiles were in there when the water started changing colour because, you know, the chemicals.
It's fake.
It was... It was fake.
It's fake, Chris. I'm glad that was not your round. Right, we're going to move on past this before we get a point taken off as Paige. Are you ready?
It was
Where
real
was
to me.
Where was the applause for Jess?
I know. Oh,
the Paige was just astonishing.
Thank
this is this
thank
is
you.
Just this is just because
thank
it was a request.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
it was a request. Oh okay. Yeah, we've just got another 4 seconds of this.
This is great for my ego.
This is painful for me.
Poor Joey, when I get home, is going to be talking about myself for 3 hours and how I got that right.
Oh my god! Oh god.
Fake.
Yes.
Real or fake? Colorblind prick.
Fake.
Colorblind cricketer. Second time's a charm.
You want
to drop out of tournament as he can't see the ball. Yorkshire captain Gary Balance may miss his side's country championship match against Surrey due to his colour blindness. Balance has admitted that when he has previously played with a pink ball, he has struggled to see it. And I quote, "I'm going to have a few net sessions with it," end quote, he said. If I can't see it. If you can't see the ball, you can't play cricket. Real or fake?
What's tough
Ooh.
One?
I feel like it's so almost insane that it's got to be real.
You want to go with real?
It's got to be real.
Are you sure you want to go with real?
Yes.
Lock in your answer.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're not going to play the cheering thing again, are we?
No, I'm done with the cheering thing. It goes on for too long. All right, so because we are running out of time, we are going to do one more round. This is for the win.
The win, yep. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh. Yes, yep. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chris.
Yes, sir.
I've got to get my clock thing up here. There we go.
Get
I'm
your
a
clock
professional.
Up.
Fire brigade called as firefighters put out fire at fire station.
Oh, I believe this could happen. But
yeah,
keep going.
Thing.
You want to
You keep going.
Oh, okay. Firefighters from Winchester, Hightown, and Alton were called to a fire at a rather unusual location, at another fire station.
Hmm.
The fire had broken out at Alresford Station, which is shared with the Hampshire Police, and was empty at the time. Luckily, they were able to put out the fire, and no one was hurt in the blaze. Real, fake, or real?
Wait, what are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me something?
No.
Real, fake, or real?
No. Okay, I'll give you a clue. I'm going to turn this off. Don't think about it too hard.
Okay.
I can see smoke coming out of his ears.
I'm just wondering why you're giving him a clue.
I know.
I didn't give him a clue. I was just being
stupid.
He's rigged. Hang on. Can I just say, if he takes out as a clue, it's his doing because I didn't mean it as a clue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be fake then because I don't believe that a fire station would start burning.
It's going to happen somewhere. I reckon it would have a chance of happening there.
Do you want to go with that?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
You want to go with fake?
I'll go with fake.
You'll go with fake. That was a very bittersweet moment. I finally got to press the incorrect buzzer, but I also...
lost my soul in the mix.
Well, that was... That was quite sad, actually. That happened. That was a real news article on the 15th of May, 2017.
Doom, 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 doom. Burn, baby, it burn. Just yeah. going for
And so far,
yeah.
it's one game right, for so the girls.
Can I just want to apologise to all of our listeners for that singing that just occurred, if
to
we can call it that.
My surprise, listen. 100 stories.
He's not getting the hint, is he?
I don't think so.
I think I've just got to tell him outright. Stop singing!
All right,
Jess, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jess, you got to get this.
I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. God is a woman. Let's go.
16th of April, 2014. I've got to get my clock up. There we go. Don't look at
that. Is that all I get?
Man handcuffed to street lamp on stag do, Mrs. Wedding. Would you like me to read the story?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Gary Rowe was drunkenly handcuffed to a lamppost down a quiet country lane and left behind. His so-called friends then forgot where they'd left him, and he was unable to attend the wedding the next day.
Oh, no.
Despite trying his hardest to free himself, Rowe was unable to do so and couldn't contact anyone to help him as he had no phone. Is that real or is that fake?
My first instinct is to say it's real because that definitely sounds like something that could happen. But it was just a bit... I'm going to go fake.
You're going to go fake?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, he's jumped to it too quickly. It's wrong.
I just wanted to get it out of the way. Right. That happened on the 16th of April, 2014.
Well, it didn't happen, right?
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm confused and I'm really sad that Chris didn't win that. You failed me, boy. You failed me.
I'm sorry.
Failed.
Daddy, I'm sorry.
They're just too good.
They're just too good.
All right, you know what? I'm actually cheating now because I'm the host and I'm the taskmaster and I can do whatever I want.
Right. Paige, yes.
This is the final question. If you get this right, you take the win for the Paige and Jess show. But if you get it wrong, it goes to Chris and Alfie.
That is so unfair. Ooh.
You ready?
If I take the win, do we also take the listeners?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, half of them are already Jess's anyway.
Well, you've got half of them already. That's right. Okay.
Is this real or is this fake? Fight breaks out between Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings fans.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Would you like me to read the story? Two groups of university students, both in fancy dress, got into a fight in Cardiff. Cardiff represents! Cardiff represents! That's where I'm from, kind of. Barry Island, Penarth. Barry represents. Cardiff represents.
It's getting a bit excited.
One group were dressed as Lord of the Rings characters, and the other were Harry Potter characters when the fight broke out. Gimli and Frodo were arrested, and Aragorn was taken to hospital for treatment, whilst four of the Harry Potter fans were also taken in by police. I think there may be a little bit of fruit in there.
Can I just say, get a life?
Yeah.
I mean, I love those movies too, but I don't want to, you're not going to fight over it.
Yeah. Paige.
I honestly, because you said, you know, hometown or close to, I can imagine you being in that scenario.
Who would it be? Team Harry Potter or Team Lord of the Rings?
This is still going on!
Yeah.
I'm not the victim here.
We're the victims?
Subject. You're the victims.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it's real.
You're going to say it's real?
I'm going to say it's real.
This is for the win.
For the win?
For the win.
The Paige and Jess show.
FTW.
The Jess and Paige show. Are you ready?
Come on.
Yes!
Oh!
We can hear the party. It's totally fine because all the listeners know that we had that in the bag.
There we go. That one was fake. We're not that weird in Wales. That's for the English crew to do.
Oh, okay.
The English crew.
All right.
Time is currently 6:06. We're going to go into a small break here. You're listening to Phoenix Radio with Jess and Paige and Chris and Elfie and all sorts. We're going to do some more games later, so stick around for the
fun. But coming up next will be Howie's Obscure Birthdays.
Yes, there will. He needed to put that in because I completely forgot about it. Stick around. Keep listening to Phoenix Radio.
Yeah. All right. That was, of course, Justin Bieber with Hold Me. And we are back now for a special moment. I say special, I'm bunging on a bit there. It is a game called 5 Second Rule with our... Well, of course...
So hang on a second.
What?
You've missed something.
What have I missed? Oh! Well,
you've missed something. It's your own segment. You've missed it.
I'm in the captain's seat.
I've put him in there because I'm like, hey, you should probably try this.
So, you know what? For that, I'll give myself this. Yeah, that's a
well
big,
done.
That's a buzz.
That was like I taught him how to do hotkeys in literally a minute.
That's right. This monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
All right. So obscure birthdays. Everyone familiar with this popular Howie's obscure birthday segment?
Yeah.
All right.
They're saying yeah, but they're looking at me with a very different view. So we're going to pretend that they mean it.
Okay. I talk about things such as real popular people, people we know, like say Barry Gibb last week. And then I used for the obscure one I had last week was Engelbert Humperdinck, the German opera composer. This week I've got, and I quote, famous birthdays: Peter Sellers, Bernie Sanders, Martin Freeman, and of course, if Avicii was still alive, he'd be 32, he'd be my age, actually.
It's a hole in my heart.
Yeah.
It is, you know.
That being said, I got to admit, Chris, 32, you're doing quite good for that age.
I can still see you.
No, you can't. Can't see me do the who. There's a microphone in my face. You're
just
seeing things.
Just because you're going side to side, you're shaking your head. I can. My vision's not that bad yet, son.
Huh?
When I get to 40, then you can start doing that stuff.
Oh, you look a lot younger because you've shaved.
Yes, I got.
He's got a clean face right now.
I shaved the eyebrows, the hair. I've shaved everything.
You shave your eyebrows?
No.
That's okay. I was going to say because I'm like, man, that's. Okay.
But anyway, so I was going to say,
very intense.
The obscure birthdays of today. There's an Irish poker player called Phil Lark, born in 72. Gary Speed, a Welsh footballer, born in 69, died in 2011.
Alfie.
It's me. It's not me.
That's why I said the Welsh. I knew Alfie would relate to that. Then we've got Mark Foley. This one's a bit of a disturbing one, but I'll just warn viewers, it's a bit dodgy. Mark Foley was not a Foley artist, not like we're learning a music class. Mark Foley was an American politician who retired after a texting scandal in September of 2006, soliciting emails and suggestive instant messages sent by Foley to teenage boys who had previously served as congressional pages.
Well, that's a thing.
So yeah, Foley, not a great guy.
What's this game we're going to be playing?
5-second rule, yes. That's right. Usually it's a 10-second rule. You know, you put the food
usually
on the ground, you pick it on your fork.
It's a 5-second rule.
Isn't it 10 seconds?
No.
Ooh, Chris.
Oh. I mean, it is called 5 seconds in the box. So I'm assuming that's what.
No. I mean, like, he means like when you drop food on the floor.
Yeah.
It's
5-second rule. Surely.
Oh, no,
10 seconds.
I should preface this by saying.
It's definitely three, guys.
Dr. Carl says, you know, Dr. Carl, the scientific communicator, the bald guy with the big teeth. Dr. Carl, great, I love the Dr. Carl. He replied to me on Twitter once.
Mm.
Dr. Carl said that as soon as the food hits the floor, there's bacteria already on the food.
So if it touches the floor, do not eat it.
No.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is don't.
I'm pretty gross.
I'm quite hardcore. I purposely put my food on the floor and eat it from there.
Oh, wait, like if you've got bolognese, you just put it down and you just kind of, you don't even use a knife or fork. It's pure
just
hands.
No, you use like the bits of the carpet to.
Because then when you're vacuuming your house and cleaning the floor, you're doing it all in one. You don't have to do dishes.
Oh, let's carry on.
Sensational.
Oh, this took a terrible turn.
5-second rule. Which has nothing to do with food on the floor, by the way. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to quiz each one of you separately.
Right, do you want to explain how the game goes?
That's what I'm
trying to do.
Oh, that's
what you're
doing.
I'm not used to having everything in front of me. I'm a control freak.
What I'm
going
to do is you've got, it's a name of the game where I speak, individually I talk to you. I ask you a question. You've got to name three things in 5 seconds.
Okay.
And if you don't get it, and this is what you're going to hear when the 5 seconds run out. Yeah, that noise.
No, right. I
very
do hear that noise.
Negative.
It is.
Negative.
Well, I think it's more
where's
of
the positive
like a
reinforcement.
Well, he's got a tick above that.
Do a tick. Apparently not.
Is there a tick? Is that a tick?
Yeah, the green one.
Oh, all right.
There we go.
Well, if you get it right, I won't do that. I'll do that. This, if you get before that.
You know, he's just playing with it now. Yeah. I shouldn't have left him. It's got pretty colours on there.
Right.
Anyway, okay. The game.
All right. So, who should I start with? I might go page first.
Actually. Okay. Clockwise.
Alrighty.
I see how it is.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you one you might have a chance at.
Oh!
Oh, here we go. Okay. I need you...
Backhanded there.
Yeah,
...to name three things you need for a barbecue.
Is there a timer?
Oh, you basically go after...
Oh, okay, I'll let you go again.
You go as soon as he finishes his sentence.
Yes.
We did not say that, did we?
I just couldn't think of it.
We were all like, look at
you. I assume.
Hey, are you okay?
Because of the last game, there was a timer.
I just saw
he's
like
having
life.
Way too much fun over there.
I just saw life leave your eyes. Like, I just saw you go dead.
Because I was like, oh, is he having a bit of issues?
Right, so. When
yeah, get to the point.
We've left him with the hot keys.
Ooh,
this is the last time
I have not have given him the keys there. Whoopsies. That's an alpha mistake. It's stop pressing buttons.
Okay. Oh, right, all right. I'm having so much fun.
It's like, it's right. Like a small
Let's try
child.
Again.
Okay. All right.
I've got ADHD. I've got 4K. So. Name what? 3 things you need for a barbecue.
Well, that you've just asked me that question. You have to ask me that. I've had like a minute to think.
I just do have a question. So as soon as he finishes his question, straight into 3
Should
things.
Should have started with Alfie, going to be honest.
Do you want to start with Alfie? Should I go back?
Start with me. No, I'll be the practice.
All right.
I'm a good the test dummy.
Okay, Alfie.
What?
What? What you want?
What you want?
You tough, isn't it?
Oh.
You real tough, aren't you? No. Name 3 girls' names beginning with H.
Harriet, Henriette, and Horatio Arrett.
What?
Nah, that's awful.
You did well. Horatio, what? Horatio, what?
Horatio Arrett.
What about Henna?
Who?
Henna.
That's what I said.
You did.
Okay, all right.
Henriette
well,
was
anyways,
mine.
You know how the game works now.
Okay, you've got an idea now. Hang on, give me a second. Okay, Jess, you're next now.
Yep, go on.
Okay. Go on. Oh, here we are.
Shoot me.
Okay. All right.
I don't have a gun here. I don't know what you want me to do.
Sorry.
Quiet in the cheap seats, mate. Quiet in the cheap seats. I'll turn to Leah Evans. Quiet in the cheap seats, mate. Quiet in the cheap seats. All right. Name 3 TV soap operas.
Oh, God. Oh, The Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful. I was trying to think about my grandma.
I was too, but it was obviously too slow.
Soap operas is basically like...
Home and Away, Neighbours.
Yeah.
Why did I go for all the old... Okay, I only watch soap operas with my grandma, so I was just thinking of all the ones she watches.
Oh, okay. This is for you, Paige. Ready?
Oh, I
Paige,
probably still ready? Won't be able to get it.
Are you ready, Paige? No pressure. Are you ready, Paige?
As soon as I've said them, I'll ask the question. As soon as I ask the question, then you get to go. Are you ready?
Alrighty. Make it an easy one. Like a really easy one.
I think it's easy, but we'll see how you go. Name 3 amusement parks in Australia.
Movie World, Dream World, Wet and Wild.
Oh, well done. Woo-hoo. That was impressive.
I'll give you that.
Oh, yes, that was round 1. Well done to Paige. I think everyone else. Did you didn't. You said Henriette off the. I don't know what you said.
I said Harriet, Henriette, and then Horatio Arrett.
Yeah, so.
Because those are definitely
not the best.
I'm going to call my child Horatio.
Very Shakespearean, isn't
Joey,
it?
I hope you like that name. It's
yeah, you're stuck
child.
With it, boy.
Horatio okay, I'm trying to view again, Alfie.
All right.
Okay. Name 3 things you do with your friends.
Go to the park, go to amusement parks, go to the cinema.
Well done.
Good job.
My mind went hug, kiss, no wait.
Okay. Hug, kiss, no wait. Well, that's not obvious.
Right, so, Paige, I just want to say here that we are close proximity workplace associates and not friends.
Yeah.
Who's your boyfriend?
Hug, kiss, and...
He's a good friend.
Oh, wait. All right, Jess.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Name 3 things you associate with crocodiles.
Teeth, scales, scary...
Oh, wow.
I'll okay. Fair enough. Actually, yeah, that was
good. I was
really
just yeah. like, had a stroke.
No, you did well. That was good.
I was really good.
Okay, this is going to be easy for you, Paige. You've got this.
Paige, you've got this. Paige, no pressure, Paige.
All right,
No pressure, Paige.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to psych her out so we get the win.
Very good.
Is it working?
I mean, no, I'm not. Is doing. Is Alfie's supportive friend.
I'm going to try a new accent here just for fun.
Please don't.
Oh, please let me do it. See if you can guess what accent it is, too. Ready? Name 3 things. Oh, I did screw it up again. Name 3 film ratings.
What?
What?
Name 3 what?
Name 3 film ratings.
Oh, MAMPG.
I mean, yes.
I mean, yes.
You're cheating
like
a little
that.
There.
He's fixed the hotkeys. All right, so I think we'll do one more round.
Okay,
is this for the win?
Yes, for the win.
No, you cannot be doing that.
Yeah.
That is so unfair.
Okay, it's legit.
This is really hurting my competitive ego.
Okay. I'm going to be tough on you, Alfie.
Oh, yeah, I'm part of your team!
Okay, I'm going to be really tough on Paige.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to be tough on anyone.
It's
fair.
It's still not a real name. Just carry on.
Don't worry. I'm being... What's the word? Not superficial.
Unbiased.
Unbiased, that's right.
Fair?
I'm being superfluous. Okay.
Paige is looking at me. I don't think she quite liked how I did this in the last round, so...
Name 3 daily newspapers.
The Daily Star... Sunshine Coast Mail and the Daily Telegraph.
Nah, too slow.
What? I think you got it.
Whoa!
No,
okay,
it was for the win, and that's your team that you've just.
Well, no, I mean, like, this is the last round for the win. So if you both get this correct, you win.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm a little bit.
You didn't make it in time. I'm being impartial.
All right, fair enough. Let's
okay, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Yes, I know you are. I can hear it. Name three football teams.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Manchester United.
All right, so actually, now I got it wrong.
Rabina Soccer Club.
It's over, get over it.
Paige, this is all up to you again.
That was literally the worst question for me.
Oh, yes. Go on.
I named my, like, primary school soccer team.
He's got one.
All right, so this is the final one.
This is the final one. All right. I have an idea if she gets this wrong. I know how to do the tiebreaker.
Shall I ask you that question?
Let's not do that one, shall we?
That was the question. Let's put that one away. Three things you can pickle. I don't want to go there, so we're not going to do that.
Onions, pickles, and more onions.
Yes. Okay.
Paige.
FTW for the win. FTW. I'm down with the young.
You're
kids.
Down with the kids down in the hood.
Name three brands of car.
Toyota, Hyundai, Honda.
Oh. What? Well, I accept Hyundai. American say Hyundai, but.
Goodness.
Not a bad effort there. Well done. I give you one more cheer. Well done.
Woo! I am genuinely very, very happy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I think that was a cheat. No. Alfie disagrees with what just happened.
Do not think so.
Alfie, I must say this. I feel cheated because I felt good. That seat felt good.
That seat felt good. I'm not sure if you quite realize. For those brilliant listeners who just heard some random cheering and Paige and Jess stumbling to think of words, I was kind of like rolling at them like, please say things because I have to swap seats with Chris.
We just saw Alfie stand up and I was like, oh, is it time to go?
It's not time to go.
We just went silent. We did the exact opposite of what you needed.
Yeah.
We have probably more games coming up. We'll sort that out during the
break. You know what else we have?
What else do we have?
We have Jess and Paige. The Jess and Paige show.
Exclusive.
We've actually come up with a little bit of a theoretical situation that we have put the four of us into.
Oh, no. I hate being in theories.
No, this is a different theory. This is not one you have to study for. This is
fun. We will be assigning characters and asking questions.
I like it. Yes. I like it. Is it like a bit of a what-if situation? I like this.
Yes. Basically,
I like this.
It's very stick extreme around. What-if situation.
Yes, stick around. You're listening to Phoenix Radio. This is the Chris and Alfie show and the Jess and Paige show as well.
More importantly.
Stay quiet in the corner.
Just by Robert Moolala, Alfie boy.
Yes, Phoenix Radio. It's currently 5:23, 21 degrees. Phoenix Radio. Stick around.
Rockstar with the baby, and is that Roddy Rich?
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Sure. What a grill, eh?
Yeah. What I have planned.
Hang on a second, I've got to throw to you first.
Yeah,
come on. You're jumping the gun there.
Back away from the mic.
Yeah. Anyway, as you were saying, Paige, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I'm just messing with you.
The Paige and Jess show, as you know,
is amazing and worth listening.
We have been saying pretty much all of today, since we were on air this morning for our 9 a.m. show, that we will be taking over tonight.
Yes, we're dominating.
We haven't done so yet.
We're alpha right
this
now.
This is our segment.
This is their segment. Our segment. This is them. That being said, I have all the control here, so I could just like very slowly over the course of the show.
Oh, Alfie.
Huh?
Alfie. Mm. They're alpha. We should be better.
Yeah.
Carry on, Jess, because at the moment I'm going to replace
you gotta
with you.
Keep in mind, if you turn off the mic, I've got a book in my hand. I can pretty easily throw it.
You've got like 17 mic stands anyway. How good's your throat? Don't answer that.
No.
Don't answer that.
Do you want to sing?
Anyway, so what we have planned is a theoretical situation, and we have put the four of us into it.
Oh, I like this.
Mm. Right now, we've only got the four of us. A zombie apocalypse. Yeah, that's right. Zombie apocalypse has broken out. Right. That's what's happened.
Okay, just while we're in the radio studio.
Can I just start off this by saying, in the studio, a zombie apocalypse has happened. That means no one's taking care of the electricity in Springfield. That means that the doors are going to seal shut.
I feel like you're ruining
the game. Okay, well, let's not be too realistic, Alfie. All right.
Suspend your disbelief.
Mm. All right.
So what we're going to do first, before we actually get into where we're going or what weapons we're using or any of that, we're going to do first is I have written down four tropes.
Oh, I like this.
Character archetypes.
Character archetypes. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure out who's who. So the four that we have, and I'm going to say them all, then we'll go one by one
as to
who we're assigning them to. So we have the leader, the scavenger, the betrayer, and the healer.
The healer.
Mm.
So right, starting after being bullied from most of the show, I think I can already tell what my role is going to be, so I'll let you choose the other
ones. We'll start off
ones.
With the leader. Who do we think the leader would be? It is a bit hard. Honestly.
Would you go by the oldest and most mature in this room? Or would you go by... Because there's two different things. I'm definitely the most mature
in this room.
See, I'm the oldest, but I'm not mature at all, so...
To be honest.
I would be the... I was going to say Jess.
Ooh,
I'm going to break into a fight in here at the moment.
Hang on.
If anyone disagrees...
Why Jess? Why do you reckon Jess? I think I can agree, but I just wanted to see your
feeling. I think Jess is a very... headstrong and fiery person.
Fiery and headstrong.
When the three of us are bickering, because we know it'll happen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like Jess would be the one to put the foot down and be like, guys, there's a zombie.
Yes.
And that we need to address. Stop bickering about something that really doesn't matter.
You know what? Yes, I see that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give Jess a leadership role.
All right.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Hang on, let us know when you're doing a boy again.
Of course I'm okay with it.
I'm checking up on you. I'm the zombie in this scenario, I think.
The zombie.
That's not one of the character archetypes.
Okay, what's our next archetype there?
We have the scavenger. So the person that is going to gather all the goods, basically.
See, now I personally would say that's going to be Paige, just because I feel like you're quite organized.
So far, I'm doing pretty well. I'm getting votes for everything. Look at me
go. I can see that. Yeah.
I can see you being very organized with everything, making sure we have everything we need.
I'm not organized, so it won't be.
You're very much a mum of your friends group as
well.
Which
is funny because in my friends group, I'm not known as the mum, I'm known as the dad.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, it's a bit interesting.
It is interesting.
My best friend's the mum and I'm the dad because I'm the one who's her second hand in the group, but I'm a little bit slower at catching on to things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not
the grandpa in my group, so I can tell that I'm going to be the next one.
Shiny
the
Jim.
Next character type.
Which is
the
what?
Betrayer.
The betrayer. Yeah.
I mean, I was really hurt by this because Paige and I were talking about this before, and she told me that it was me.
You agreed with that. What was your reasoning?
I like this. This is controversial. This is juicy. Yeah. Carry on.
I don't think I had reasoning. I just...
You said it takes a very socially smart person to be a betrayer. So you basically accused me of being manipulative.
I think it's going to be probably me because you guys hate me at the moment.
We did actually think it would be you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to know why?
Justification. Let's
because
go.
I said you're headstrong. Oh, not headstrong. You are. I said you're head smart.
Yes, he's very smart.
You're quite smart about situations, and I feel like honestly, if you saw a better position for you to be in and an opportunity that you've kind of looked at the three of us and gone, right, we're not going to survive, you would take it. I don't blame you for that. You know, survival's key.
That's fair.
I like to think I'm loyal. We'll go with that.
In theory, let's just see if I fit into the last category, because if I don't fit
that's
that
true.
One,
then we've got it wrong.
The last category is the healer. So would we have to move things around?
I think they have to move it around.
They say that laughter is the best medicine.
You know what?
That is very true.
He is known for his jokes.
That is a good point, actually.
So I think we've actually figured this out quite well, which is bad for me.
I'm always optimistic and I'm positive and I make bad jokes.
So just to go over it, the leader is Jess. The scavenger is me. The betrayer is Alfie. And the healer... No, yes. The healer is Chris.
And just to be fair... The betrayal doesn't necessarily mean he's betraying us.
No,
it just means he's
guy.
Manipulative and smart, and he could betray us.
Very good.
But he won't necessarily.
You know what? We were talking about me being a Bond villain before. This is it made real.
That's true. Okay, the first question
James
is...
James Bond.
Who is the first one to die?
Chris.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to make a bad joke and I'm dying? I'll be like... Oh, I need this like I need a hole in the head.
There you go. That's how it's going to happen.
See, the thing is, though...
Honestly,
Chris would die first because as soon as we leave this building, he'd not believe it and then go up to one and try and make a joke with it.
Yes.
He'd try and, you know...
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you look like you have 7 days.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, it's going to bite me. And then it'll actually bite him and he will die.
Yes.
You green jerk.
Yeah, that is exactly what would happen.
That's been putting it nicely. You know how I really feel about him?
Let's
keep it clean for radio.
Yes.
So. I don't have enough
zombies clean.
They
have Sharon Wiggs.
The second question is, where would we all go? Keep in mind, we are a group, so we have to agree.
First of all, I feel like there's another question that should come before that. Considering we're all here on the radio and the doors are not locking, Alfie, contrary to your belief, they're not going to lock.
Let us get out of the building in this situation.
Whose car are we taking?
Mine.
Alfie's.
Okay, well, let's think about this logically. How big's your car?
Big enough for the four of us and luggage.
What about for some stuff that we need?
It's got a roof rack.
Do you...
Okay, yeah, Alfie. Okay, yeah. Well, let's look at the other end of things. Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have a car?
No.
We can sleep in my car.
My seats
go down.
Yeah, yours isn't bad. And mine's mine. Alfie and I both have a Beetle. My Beetle struggles to go up hills, and it struggles to start sometimes.
Mine doesn't. And mine can go off-road, which I've got a video of, which these poor people listening to us can't see, but...
I'll just do a sound effect.
It's very impressive.
It goes off-road. It can do off-roading.
All right, well, we'll take Alfie's car. It's pretty cute, too.
Another question following that would be, who would be the one to kind of show us around?
Who lives local? Because Alfie lives right on the campus, so I think you know the area better than
I
do.
But how long have you been on campus? Because you're a new student.
I've been here about 2-3 months.
So you know pretty well, right?
Yeah. I know pretty well.
Yeah. But I've lived here my whole life.
Well, where do you live, Chris? I'm Ipswich.
Where's Ipswich? Crown of Downs, Mount Crosby.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, like that.
So you guys can show us around. Yeah. Alfie and I will just be a little bit lost the whole time.
That's okay. If we go
to the other redeeming qualities.
We can be joint. Yeah.
All right. However, this is my counter offer.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why would we stay in the sticks where it's nice and safe, whereas we could go to a place like Noosa?
Yeah,
where you've got beaches, and we could spend the apocalypse sipping banana daiquiri.
I knew you were going to say that.
This is where he's the betrayer, because if we said no, he'd go anyway.
he would take the car.
Yes.
So come back.
Gosh. So that kind of answers our question of where would we go.
I'm not going to Noosa in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, thank you very much.
Why? There's no one there.
I hate the beach as it is. I'm not going there to spend the miserable last days of my life. I hate the beach.
What do you like? You like the woods, don't you? It's like hot. You like to Wantanandunum, which is like 10 minutes away from there.
Well, if we were to find shelter, honestly, I feel like we could go to Noosa, but I want to find a shopping centre.
Yes, because people will be shopping and when the zombies are out there.
Hang on, we're talking about Noosa and Hastings Street here, the like home of beach shopping.
You've got like a million really expensive stores everywhere.
You've got suit stores and you've got
expensive
food stores.
But we're not
going to
need a suit in a zombie apocalypse.
I'm looking for food.
Hang on. Jelly beans. I spent like 5 years of my life working at Noosa Coles. I like to think I know how to get food
and the fresh fruit market next to it.
I'm fat. I know how to get food.
Do you still have your employee discount? Because that might come in handy when we are in the zombie apocalypse and they ask for our employee discount.
Once you left the job, they would have cancelled it straight away.
My brother's got one which I can steal.
Where do you work now? Does it come in handy right now?
I'm not really allowed to say where I work because...
Let's just say it's not coming in handy. I work with the competitor.
Oh.
He is the betrayer.
I am the betrayer.
He is the betrayer in real life.
Gosh.
All right, okay. So basically we're in Noosa. We're shopping at Coles. We got discount. We got the betrayer over here, but he's also a bit of a tour guide because it's his home haunt. Mm-hmm. We've moved away from the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we've decided to actually go on a road trip during the zombie apocalypse.
That's
going to go on
a
holiday.
It's a 2-hour, 3-hour road trip. It's great.
Wow.
And we listen to zombie music on the way because it's, you know, why not? The mood, the atmosphere. They did the monster, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
What about, oh gosh, what's the song Zombie
by The Cramps?
We've got that on repeat. That's a great song.
In your head.
Yeah, hit those notes.
We were talking about my dad Murphy's card before, right? Yeah, the reason I drink so much whiskey is because I have to deal with that on air. That's singing.
I was just thinking, the first one to die, it might be Chris because we actually end up shooting.
Yes!
That's what I thought.
I don't think it'll be the zombies, it'll be us.
Also, when you said my dad Murphy's card, I was like... That will come in handy, because we've got to get through it somehow.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's
true.
May I also just suggest, in a zombie apocalypse, we're going to be like some of the four very, very few survivors left.
If we make it that far.
Exactly. Are there really going to be like zombie checkout people that we're going to go and buy things off of?
Yes, they will, and I'll be in the middle of the store, and it'll be really annoying.
We're not... as the scavenger of the group, we're not... lining up behind some zombies.
We ain't paying for nothing.
To pay for some cans of beans.
You heard it here first, folks. Paige is endorsing stealing.
Only in the zombie apocalypse.
She's gotten to.
Only during the zombie apocalypse.
Can I just say?
Any other time.
Jess has just done the betraying here. She's taken my job.
Okay, I think it's time we swap some things around.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, damn it.
Jess is the betrayer.
Am I still dead?
Yes.
Alfie, would you like to be the leader or would you like to be the scavenger and I'll be the leader?
Since when did I get voted out? I think
you're
I'm
the betrayer.
I've got to be completely honest here. I think you've kind of taken charge here, so you may be the leader.
I'm the leader.
I'm the leader. Okay, well, you used to work at Coles. What you can be the scavenger.
You're the scavenger.
You're the betrayer, James.
I don't want to be the
and
betrayer.
I'm still the healer who's possibly dead at
yeah,
this point.
The yeah, healer the healer that dies.
This has not gone well because the only person that can heal us is dead.
Yeah, that's
maybe
very
you,
true.
Maybe I'll survive.
A solid team. Jess
can we
yeah. train again? Chris
I
is dead.
Do some healing, I reckon.
Oh, that's true.
Can I float a situation before you guys?
Mm.
Maybe the zombies have the part of their brain still that has the sense of humor, the amygdala.
This is why Chris is dead.
Yes, exactly. This is why he died.
Because I believe in the goodness of zombies.
All like right. every good character should.
Last well, question
last
is.
Question. I'm dead.
And this is an individual question. We do not have to function as a group for this one.
Okay.
What
ooh, function? I like that. That's very formal. Function.
What weapon would we pick? One at a time.
Okay.
Alfie, what weapon first. Would you pick?
Massive battering ram on the front of my car.
Oh,
that's
very good.
Cool. I like
put
that.
Put the car to good use. Yes, I would pick up. Whoa. I, you know what? A bat with spikes on it, like a
ooh,
baseball
yes,
bat.
Yes, yes, yes. That's
swing,
cool.
Swing, bat, swing.
I like that.
Strike.
Yes.
Guys, like, probably a tank.
Yeah. Like, well, right. So,
let me know where you're
going to
get
where
that one
from. Where are you going to get one of these?
That wasn't in the question. We're talking about a hypothetical situation.
No,
maybe
is it a Mazda?
We're talking about surviving.
Okay, fine. Like, well, what's on hand? Do you have a bat with spikes on it?
Spikes,
you can make
yeah.
one pretty easy. Mm-hmm.
Fine, I want a fork. I think forks can do
nice.
A lot of damage if you really so, put your heart
right,
you
out. You're quite close to the zombie.
Is
like a
Jess
really
going to die first?
What about a knife?
First?
You can chuck a knife
I
or stab it.
I think Jess may die first,
yeah.
actually.
I'm not dying. Guys, what the hell? This is ridiculous.
We'll try and keep you alive.
Thank
you.
Why have I done that?
I appreciate it. I'm abandoning you guys. You guys suck as a zombie group.
I was going to say I would get the bat with the spikes, but like... That's already been taken out.
No,
I don't
still.
No, I don't want to have two.
It could be
bats
a tag
with
team
spikes.
With
bats.
What about like a bow and arrow? That'd be kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
like
a
double
sided bat that's got like spikes on two ends, and you do it like a nunchuck and then accidentally
stab
yourself in the head and die.
Like
what's that? It's like a spear. It's like a stick with
javelin?
Knives on each end.
A spear? Oh,
that ooh. Could be really cool. I think I'd get that.
Ooh. Mm. I know that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, and you know, we could actually go to a school and go to like the sports.
Why are we going to a school with a knife?
Shot put.
Hang on. Hear me out. They have javelin equipment
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Cut off the end, or even keep the sharp end.
It's true.
And then duct
yes.
tape a knife to the other end.
I think that could
and
be
just
really
like
cool.
take
a. Oh,
all.
Wait. What about a gun?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
I was just thinking that.
But if we kept with the theme of the, if we kept with the javelin theme and you know the Olympic theme, we're ready for Brisbane 2032.
Right. Well, that has just completely derailed. The time is currently 6:52. We would not survive. We have just established that we are never going to survive a zombie apocalypse.
And
so...
we are all, in fact, the character archetype that dies.
Yes, we are all the characters that die.
I've
you're
got a gun now.
You're listening to Phoenix Radio. This is the Chris and Alfie show. Chris doing his thing in the background.
Grandma.
We're going to go into Streets by Doja Cat here. It's still 21 degrees, 6:53. Phoenix Radio, please stick around. Bear with us.
Phoenix Radio.
This is a long end.
Feel the love generation.
And we are back for the final time today. Don't cry for me, Argentina. That was, of course, Love Generation by... Who was the band again? I didn't
who
quite...
Who was the band?
I was talking too much.
He was too busy.
It was Bob Sinclair,
standing
I believe, wasn't
up.
It?
Bob
Sinclair. Bob
Sinclair.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes. So, what a show we've had today.
We've
had a very long show.
I think we're due for dinner.
I think we just talked for 2 hours and that
yeah.
was ridiculous.
Honestly, that was incredibly long that we talked. So,
I'm so sorry, guys.
Plug. Thank you very much to Jess and Paige coming in from the Wednesday morning shows. Plug yourselves.
Yes, anyone who would like to tune into our amazing, amazing show, it is on 9 a.m. every Wednesday, the Jess and Paige show.
On Phoenix Radio. Yeah. Go to either of our Instagram bios to find the link.
Yeah.
You can go straight to it. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm.
And of course, my question to you guys, as a host of the show, one of the co-hosts, one of the co-pilots, if you will, did you enjoy your experience with the Chris
and
Alfie show?
We had a great time. I think we experimented with all these different kinds of segments, and we might be bringing a few of them onto our show.
Oh, fantastic.
Thieves.
You guys need a podcast.
Yeah.
We do need
in the works. Right now we have an hour-long show in the works. It might be getting a little bit of a change-up.
Okay. We'll leave a bit of a teaser there. Yes, I like that.
We'll let you guys know.
All right, well, we'll be the first to know. Is there anyone you'd like to shout out in particular?
Well, I want to shout out everyone. Thank you for listening and putting up with us, obviously.
Thank
but
you
also,
guys.
Fred, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. But I hope you enjoyed the subjects we talked about. I know that's one of your favorite subjects, zombie apocalypse. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I will see you guys next week.
Yes.
So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, Jess and
Paige. Thank you to all of our lovely listeners as well.
Thanks, guys. The two of you have been my best friends forever.
Wow. Yeah. I've been replaced already. That means we were talking about replacing you at the start of the show anyways. But yes,
I'm kidding,
We've gone through zombie apocalypse and 5 second rule games and me cheating a little bit, but
we've
not really.
News games. A whole lot of
news games,
real and fake news articles. That was a lot
of fun. Howie's Fun Fact is a popular t-shirt.
Howie's Fun Fact, Sandra's obscure birthdays, and my Dan Murphy's card and the fact that he's part of the CSI now.
And just us generally humiliating ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. we have had a good show. So we'd like to personally thank you very much all for listening in and sticking around. And remember,
to the moon!